The Redskins begin preseason play tonight in Buffalo, and all eyes, of course, going to be on the team's rookie quarterback, Robert Griffin III.
David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of the book The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History, joins us to talk about what we should be looking for tonight. Welcome back, David.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Doing well. Missed you for the past few months, but man, I'll tell you, everybody's buzzing about RG3. How much time should we expect from him tonight?
Mike Shanahan said the starters will play 12 to 20 snaps, and it doesn't matter that Robert's a rookie and needs a lot of time. He's going to play the same as all the other starters.
What should we expect out of him? He obviously is a rookie. We've heard that he struggled with accuracy, has held on to the ball too long. A lot of people are just going to want to see him just torch the defense. So what's a reasonable expectation?
Well, I don't know about those criticisms, John. He's had a pretty decent training camp. He got better from the start. He's thrown some interceptions lately, but you know, you throw a lot of balls, you're going to have some intercepted. Plus, your teammates kind of have an idea of what to expect when they're seeing the same offense day after day. The scary thing for Robert is that two of their starters in the offensive line and probably a third are not going to play. Now, it's preseason. I don't think either team's going to be, you know, at their A game at this point because it's the first preseason game they haven't played since last December, early January. Robert is a great athlete. He's got a rocket arm. He can really run. It's just going to be interesting to see him finally do something against somebody else.
Now, with all the hype over RG3, of course, the team's still coming off a 5-11 season, needs improvement in all kinds of areas. What are you looking out for in other parts of the game tonight?
Well, Robert's obviously the biggest difference for this team because last year quarterback was a huge problem, which they obviously rectified or think they've rectified. Watch Pierre Garçon, the new receiver they got from Indianapolis. He's played pretty well for the Colts the last couple of years. And then on defense, I'm looking for a resurgence from D'Angelo Hall at cornerback. They're going to use him inside more. He won't be as much one-on-one outside, which was a problem for him last year. And then you want to see these new safeties, whoever's going to play, probably Brandon Merriweather and Madu Williams will start. Madu is a kid who grew up in PG County, went to Duval High School, went to Maryland. And they've gotten rid of, obviously, of LaRon Landry and O.J. Otagwe. So if they can fix the safety position, the defense should be pretty good.
It doesn't seem like there are any questions as to whether Shanahan is aggressively pushing RG3 in practice. And now in the game, he's already been named the starter, which is a very un-Shanahan move. What's the next challenge for him going to be?
Well, actually, John, he named him the starter before anybody was even aware almost. It was May 6th before the veterans had even reported. The next challenge for this kid is to show he can run the offense against a different opponent, which is tonight. And then as he go on through the preseason, he'll play about a quarter or more next week. And then the third preseason game, he'll play into the second half. And then you want to see him just make steady improvement, not make so many mistakes. But the big test, obviously, is week one in New Orleans in that crazy Superdome against the New Orleans defense that's going to be really fired up because of Bounty Game.
All right, David, looking forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, gentlemen.
David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter here on WTOP.